This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tens of thousands of mourners lined the route of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral cortege on Sunday as it left the Scottish retreat where she died Thursday to bid farewell to their longest-serving monarch. The hearse carrying the 96-year-old's oak coffin, draped in the Royal Standard of Scotland, was driven from the Balmoral estate to the capital, Edinburgh. Well-wishers lined the streets, some applauding, some crying, and then they fell silent as the coffin reached the Palace of Holyrood House. It was met by senior royals, including the Queen's daughter, Anne, who curtsied as it was carried inside. Her coffin will be held overnight at Holyrood House, the monarch's official residence in Scotland, and on Monday, Charles III will lead it in procession to the nearby St. Giles Cathedral. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has formally accepted an invitation to attend the state funeral service of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. He will be accompanied by the First Lady to the September 19th service. In an interview, the Queen's former Royal Protection Officer, Richard Griffin, shared a lot of memories of the Queen. In one, he says he was thrilled she finally came to his retirement party.
So Colin said to her, well, of course you can go, ma'am. It's your party. You're the hostess. Well, do you think it's okay if I go unannounced? And of course, it was a great thrill because both her, Prince Philip, and the other Wessex all turned up at my retirement party and met all my family. So that was probably the highlight of my career, the fact that she did that for me.
A day after his accession ceremony in London, the other countries of Britain, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland officially proclaimed King Charles III as king. A military band marched out of Wales as Cardiff Castle moments after King Charles III was proclaimed king from within the castle gates. Likewise, in Northern Ireland, a ceremony to make Charles's rise